Welcome to the Barber's Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast by giving shout-outs to our sponsors. So here they are.
Star Bar Extensions. You can contact the owner at 704-712-4579. You'll come out feeling like a star.
The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. It is located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. You can contact the owner, Miss Latrina, at 301-868-7757.
All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Howell, Howell & Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
The Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy.
Murray Physical Therapy, hurt less, do more, get better. Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
And today, we're on location in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Yep, visiting some of our family. And if you would like to email us at Brothersboro Outlook, a place that you really like to go or spend time that you don't normally get to go, you can email us at brovsbro@outlook.com. So now let's move on to this week's JOTW, or
Joke of the Week,
which Dayton has for us.
What does an alien have for lunch?
I don't know. What does an alien have for lunch?
A Mars bar.
That's another good one, Dayton. Dayton's jokes have been getting better, in case you didn't know, I guess. Now we're going to go on from some jokes to some words. This week's big word of the week, or BWOTW, is coeval, spelled coeval, and it means of the same age, date, or duration, meaning equally old.
So, pretty much somebody has the same birthday as you at the same time.
Yep.
So, pretty much twins.
Yeah.
That works.
So, Dayton, what are some things, I guess, or people that are coeval that you know?
Nobody.
So if you would like to send us in a coeval thing or person, of course, email us at brothersbro@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 And you can win prizes, by the way. What are some of those prizes? Fanny packs.
Man/woman handbags.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Signed pictures of me and Easy.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah.
And much more from our treasure box.
Yeah.
And you will also get a shout out on our podcast.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our famous African-American scientist, which we are doing for the rest of the month of July.
Today's famous African-American scientist is Ernest Just. Ernest Just was a pioneering African-American biologist, academic, and science writer. Legacy is his recognition of the fundamental role of the cell surface in the development of organisms.
Organisms. Okay.
I like that word.
Okay, so if you would like to learn more about this week's famous African-American scientist or any of our past famous African-American scientists, you can obviously look it up on Google, because we didn't just say everything that he has ever done. Now we're going to go to Would You Rather, which Dayton has for us.
Today's Would You Rather is very weird. So please, keep your seatbelt on.
What? Okay.
Would you rather have nobody show up to your wedding or nobody show up to your funeral? Most saddest question ever.
Probably my funeral, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather just not know, so probably my funeral. Dayton, what about you?
I just want to get it over with, so my wedding. Then at my funeral, I'll have people there and I can remember when I didn't have any people at my wedding.
Okay, so now moving on from Would You Rather back to Ernest Everett Just, and I have our quote of the week, which, as you can probably guess, is by Ernest Everett Just. Here it is. We feel the beauty of nature because we are part of nature, and because we know that however much in our separate domains we abstract from the unity of nature, this unity remains. Although we may deal with the particulars, we return finally to the whole pattern woven out of these. That is a very deep quote.
Yeah.
And probably harder to understand than most of our other quotes.
It was really long, so I went into La La Land again.
Okay, so I guess if you want to find, email us a quote about, or a suggestion for a famous African-American scientist, we'll try our best to use it. And you can email us at brothersroyalook.com. Probably at home, you're like, why does this guy keep saying his email? And I'm like, there's no response to that question, actually. I just like to say it. So, now let's move on to this week's tech fact. Did you know that 220 million tons of old computers and other technology devices are trashed in the United States each year?
Wow, that weighs more than me.
Yeah, a lot of things weigh more than you. So, honestly, so it's like we're buying all this technology.
And we're throwing it away into tons and tons and tons.
Oh, then we're throwing away the old stuff.
The Meg. It's bigger than the Meg.
What?
The Megalodon.
Okay.
Rawr.
Anyway, that's week's tech fact, which is just like, people are like, oh, you're so addicted to your phone and stuff. But then we're throwing it away. So, yeah. This week's book recommendation, which we recently read, is Charlie in the Great Glass Elevator.
I like this one.
Which is a sequel to Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. And I think it's even funnier. So, if you would like to find it, you can always go to probably a bookstore or maybe the library. I don't know.
This is a very, very rare book.
And okay. Keep in mind when you read some of the parts that it was written in the 70s. So
yeah,
that's the only part.
Gotta always remember that part.
Okay, so now as we wrap up this podcast, we're gonna give a shout out to the people who make us possible, and here they are. And for some reason, I said that even though I started off, which is kind of weird. Anyway. Our director, BL Self. Our sound director, Luisa Costa. And this week, our music again was Bruh by Hovey Benjamin.
Our team mom / security, B Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Like my mother always says, stop jumping around back there and put on her seatbelt. That's what we said. That's what she said when we were on the trip to here.
Yep.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Autobots, roll out.